Question. Which is the most important thing in life? Hey, listen. Which is the most important thing in life? Give me some suggestions, please. Try it. Which would you say is the most important thing? If I ask my granddaughter, she would say milk. She's 5 months old, okay? And sleep. And mommy and daddy and grandma and grandpa. She's not so far yet. We work on it. What is the most important thing? If I ask some students, they say, my first car. A family. Please help me. What is the most important thing?
For some people it's money, some people it's success.
Success, money, what else can it be?
Health.
Health, right?
God,
okay.
Religion,
okay. Anything else?
Relationship with God.
Relationship to God? Okay? I asked
why am I here?
Exactly. What's the purpose? To find out what is the most important thing, I thought for myself, I ask not young people, I ask old people. Because when you are 70, 80 years old, and you see 70, 80 years, you might decide different than when you are 20 years old, okay? So I asked three people during a sermon, and they all said the same thing. They said, they found out, that everybody did it in their words, they said, their relationship to Christ. So, if the relationship to Christ is the most important thing, we talk about relationship qualities. So our relationship qualities is the most important thing. How can I have a vertical relationship if I am weak on the horizontal line? If I cannot handle my neighbor, whoever, whatever neighbor, how can I handle this? And we know that if I grew up with parents that were not so mature, had problems themselves, and these problems get laid over on children, we know that the relationship to be welcome, the relationship that is built up as children has influence on my vertical relationship skills. Today, we talk about we talk about relationships that goes vertical, that goes horizontal, and that goes about me. Because you found out, listening to what we heard so far, that it is very important to find out who are you? Who are you? Who are we? Because God is very important. And there are people, they run away from themselves their whole life. Run away. They don't know it, but they run away. They cannot find themselves. If we don't find ourselves here, how can you give yourself to somebody horizontal or vertical? So you have to find out who you are in order to give yourself. If you run away from yourself, how do you think you can give yourselves to God? You understand? Does it make sense? So, relationship skills are very important. Let's see. Come on. No. Now, relationship. No, I'll try again. Relationship has to do something with communication. Today, you heard that there is nothing possible than relationship. Oh, we need a special place because she. There is. As soon as you are, there are relationships. As soon as you are, there is communication. Even without speaking, when I speak, I know what I speak has about an impact on you of 7%. It's nothing. Hardly anything. So, it's more how I move, whatever, you know, you heard this. They did statistics about it. What keeps, what stays at the end? It's not so much talking, it's a lot around. So, even if you are silent now, you communicate. There is no communication. You might have heard this sentence. There is no communication. So, when we are witnessing, when we are missionaries, wherever we are missionaries. We are light. And light is easy to see somewhere, from somebody. So, we talk about communication. When we talk about relationship to God, to Jesus, to us, among us, we talk about communication. We talk about communication skills. This is very important. Why do we have problems with communication? I give partnership seminars, and there I start the seminar saying about, like, in Switzerland, over 50% of the couples, of the marriages, divorce. The most, the strongest, or the reason why, the highest reason why, I always look to Terry because I need some help sometimes. The highest reason is communication problems. So if you want to have a happy marriage, one very important thing is to look into a mirror. Where am I? Who am I? Can I communicate? Can I not communicate? Very important. Why do we have problems with it? No, it's about time. This technique is sometimes really... Okay, coming. Now, sometimes we have to look back. If we want to know about ourselves, we have to look back in our childhood. The reason why we have problems with communication is because we learned communication in the childhood. And maybe the parents were not so good communicators. I thought that screen would be a little... I'm very sorry for you guys back there. Maybe you think or you thought my parents don't love me. Subjective, your own impression. Maybe they did not. Or just to a certain point. This has influence on our communication. Maybe you think, my parents love my older or younger brother or sister, you know. All this. This has influence on our communication skills. Maybe your parents have the skill to talk among adults rather than to children. To talk to Amina, our granddaughter of 5 months, needs special skills. Not everybody has it. If you are 2 years old, not everybody can really communicate with you. So this depends. Your communication skills a lot depend on your childhood experiences. Maybe the parents fight. Maybe the parents don't understand what it is all about. They do not maybe not understand about true education. They didn't go to a missionary school. They did not have maybe they do not know about true education. Maybe they do not know where to go, and because they do not know where to go, maybe they get pushed in life, and this has influence on the communication, on the way of our words, of our actions. Maybe you have a good grandma that is really, usually they say, you know, my grandma really helped me, you know, because they have time, they have the patience sometimes, and especially they are maybe mature, good chance that they are mature and they can help. But if they cannot help either, then where do we learn to communicate? Maybe it is the school. Some people learn in the military to communicate, special language to communicate. Maybe we have personal reasons. Maybe my temperament is introverted. Introverted means I rather think than talk. I rather think than talk. This is introverted. I keep it to myself. This makes a special way of communication. Maybe I'm extroverted. This can also have a problem in communication. Maybe we have made bad experiences with environment.
Only these two.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, thank you. Wow. Now, another problem that can arise with communication is if I, besides having a bad education, I have a problem with sin, a guilt problem. And I'm just studying the topic of guilt and what happens and everything that can happen and has influence on our lifestyle and our thinking and our decision concerning guilt. There is unnecessary guilt we carry around that we should get free of. God, Jesus does not want us to have this guilt that is not ours, that does not, we take it over from, usually from childhood, you know. And this can have influence, but if I have sins that I should give up, this has also influence on my communication skills, especially in both directions. Actually, maybe we have a bad integrity. Jesus is for me the best example of a man who is integrity means money, who has integrity. Money can't buy me. You cannot buy Jesus with money. Not. Money can't buy me. We heard very, very good sermons and talks. We heard, you know, if you can name sin as sin is, this is integrity.
Call sin by its name.
Call sin by its name. Thank you. Now, if faith and works don't match, I have problems with good, mature communication. We might be afraid of being rejected, being hurt, and we want to protect our thoughts and our feelings. This hurt usually starts in childhood. We take it. But now, hey, is somebody here that is already 18? Okay, everybody 18. You know, after 18, forget to put your guilt on your parents. Now you are adult, and now from now on you decide what happens with you. You decide what happens with you. You are on your own, also before God. You cannot say, God, you gave me bad parents, because he says, from me you can have everything I give you. I really want to make you mature. I want to make you, to prepare you for heaven more than you do it yourself. So he gives, he offers, he makes suggestions for us to mature, to make us good communicators. Sometimes we are lazy, sometimes we do not want to really communicate, and sometimes we do not have success. Maybe we made a mistake in communication, then we get afraid, and then we draw back. This can happen. Now, when we talk about communications, when we talk about methods, it is, we have to know this, it is your personality that makes your communication, which is built up in childhood and environment and our genes and everything, you know? It's your personality. It is your value system that you have integrated into you, into your system, your schools, your Greek schools. Anybody knows about Greek and Hebrew? Who knows about the difference? Okay, not so many. Those who went to mission schools, huh? There's a very big difference between Hebrew and Greek. We cannot talk about it. Jesse will talk about it now in the other room. Our opinion, our value system is very important. And put it all together in one word, you know, communication is you. Who we are not, this is our communication. Okay, so far so good? Any question? Okay, no question. Now, be welcome. Now, hopefully we have 2 seats for these ladies. Now, when we talk about you, and I guess you came here in order to find out something about you, very, very good. It's interesting who we are. When Terry and I were married for 2 years, the General Conference made a project, created a project to go even to Europe, even to Switzerland, or to the German-speaking part, and helping us to find out who we are. Giving us this temperaments test here to find out who we are, showing us the 4 temperaments there are to find out who we are. When I was 23, marrying Terry, I was convinced, this is my type, my temperament, I was convinced I got it. I knew what I was doing. I felt so secure. When I did the temperaments test, after 2 years, I found out about things that surprised me. Okay. I found out about things about her that surprised me. I didn't have any idea. I didn't know me. Then we did an aggression test. Aggression test. Before the test, I knew she will be high. I knew, because she was going out, coming out of herself. She was extroverted. And I knew mine was low. And I found out, surprisingly, that I was as high as she was. And then I bought a book about, I wanted to know, what does this mean? Aggression, so high, both of us so high. What does this mean? And I realized aggression is not everything is negative. Even Jesus was aggressive. Saying no can be a certain way of being aggressive for some people. So integrity can be uses some aggression. So there is something good about it, but also some bad about it. So now you have information about us. So you now you know that we are just not always having real peace with each other. Because we found out after 2 years, we both have pretty much, what you said, is a spirit in us. And a lot of gas. forget about this. Take it out here. Battery. A strong battery. So until today, we are very active, you know. So when you have it go into a partnership and you do not have any idea, who am I? Total risk. You buy a cat in a sack, we call it. Cat in sack. You do not know yourself. That's why you have to find out who you are. And the more you know about who you are, the better you will know who Jesus is. The better you will know who your parents are. The better you will know anybody else. Does this sound logical so far? Otherwise, you have to... So which face are you here? Sometimes this, sometimes the other, huh? We will talk about these four characteristics. I'll give you an example about, let's start with the melancholy. The melancholy temperament. Let's say you're living in a house. When the husband is a melancholy, the wife is usually a sanguine or develops sanguine qualities. So the sanguine wife says to the melancholy husband in the morning, "Dear Peter, please cut the hedge today, please." A melancholy won't forget. So when the melancholy comes home from work, he goes out, looks for his tools, and he knows exactly where they are. And then he starts. And he starts to cut. Really, really careful. And after 2 hours, he has done 3 meters. A gedicht. A poem. The choleric, on the other hand, usually is married to a phlegmatic. Otherwise, it wouldn't work. So, in the morning, she says, "Honey, please, can you cut the hedge today?" "Oh, no problem. And he almost wants to do it before he goes to work, but he cannot. He comes home and he likes to work. He goes out. "Where are my tools?" Somewhere he finds it. He takes it and he goes. In 2 hours, he has done this job and that job and that job. And he knows what he's going to do next. Okay? This is the choleric type. Who is choleric? Who feels like that? Okay, very good. Very good.
And what does it look like?
Huh?
What does the
hedge
look like?
You know? Yeah. Yes, you know. So you know how the hedge looks like, you know. It's not a poem. Then, the sanguine. The sanguine has a melancholy wife usually to brain for him. And in the morning she says, please honey, please don't forget it to cut the hedge today because we really need it. He comes home, he forgot all about it. All about it. He comes home, newspaper, well, she says, honey, please cut the hedge. Oh yes, I just read this. And he reads it and he forgets all about it. And she has to say it 3 times, 4 times, you know. And finally he does it. And he goes to the shop where the tools are, and he really looks for the tools, and finally he finds it, and he comes out and he wants to do it. And then he sees the neighbor lady. Hello, how are you? And then after 2 hours nothing is done. But he had the best talk to his neighbor lady. Okay, so sanguine type can forget his work. Having a good, entertaining talk. Who is like that? I mean, who tries to be so honest and, you know, this is me sometimes? Do I have sympathies? Okay. Okay. Now the phlegmatic. Peacemaker, very nice. Man, he has a choleric wife who does all the job. He goes to work. He works well under pressure. Very nice. So he needs some pressure, otherwise it wouldn't work. He comes home, he forgot. But she comes again. I want you to do it. He thinks she can do it. But, you know, this time she wants him to do it. So she puts some pressure on it, and finally he decides, okay, okay. Then he lays down on his
hammock.
Okay. He lays down, and he thinks really serious about who in the world he can give this job. Maybe somebody, a child might be, you know, or wants to earn some money, and he could, you know. So this is typical phlegmatic. He does not need the work necessarily. Okay, who? Nobody, huh? Okay, good. I mean, now the funny thing about this is when you are responsible for a project, you need all four of them. Mm-hmm. This is the funny thing. You need all four of them. Because all four of them, they are just unbeatable. If they work together, they are unbeatable. And this is so fantastic about this. And when we go on Monday, I think we have the last part where we go into the Bible and we will see that how God works with these temperaments. This is fascinating. What he does with these temperaments. It's amazing. It's amazing. So whatever and whoever we are, it doesn't matter in this context. We just have to find out the qualities, the talents God gave us, and put them into his kingdom, into his projects, into his mission thing, and then it is developed. You know all these Bible stories, you know. As soon as we do that, we get developed, and we get, and everybody, whoever, whatever temperament we are, it's just a matter of getting mature. If you have a mature choleric, if you have a mature melancholy in your church, this is unbeatable. If you have thank you very much. If you have a mature sanguine who knows how to talk, this is this is very good. Very blessed. And also phlegmatics. Also phlegmatics. Okay. Now, uh, Okay, it doesn't show. The top picture there, you see in the first left picture, you see a man sitting on a head of another man. Okay? Mm-hmm. Second picture, the man realizes it, and then is the reaction. Okay? And then you see him showing the reaction. Now, what does he do in the first line? How is the reaction?
Angry.
Angry. Now, which temperament is this? Choleric. This is the choleric. Second line. Same thing. How is the reaction? It's the reaction? Phlegmatic. This is the phlegmatic. Phlegmatic's sentence is, I don't mind. I don't mind. No problem. I don't mind. Even this, I don't mind. The next, which is the next? Melancholy. Why? Because this hat, he got this hat from his mother. You do not destroy my hat! Yeah, I mean, this is serious business. You know? Oh, I bought it in Spain. Or whatever. This is really... And the end...
That's a sanguine.
Oh, he makes fun of it. He can make fun out of anything. Even if he has to work, he can make fun. You know, really, really interesting. So... And now when you see these four people here, who is who? It's the question. Who is who? Now, this is difficult, huh? You notice, you do not see much of them, but some things. And you see two bellies, right? Two big bellies. Now, these two temperaments, what do they like? Eat. Exactly. They like to eat. They like to eat more than they need, okay? Yeah. I mean, this is the proof. This is the proof. So, they like to eat more than they need, but there is a difference between those two. Can you see the difference between those two? It's not so...
The posture?
Huh? Yeah, in the posture. I mean, what?
The posture, how they're standing.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Almost. There's a difference. I see the difference here. This one has some muscles, and this one does hardly have any. Can you see that? So what's the difference?
Workout.
Workout means? Yeah, one walks, the other one
lays
down.
Right.
Lazy. Now you know which one is the left, top left? The lazy one. Which is one? It doesn't matter. I lay down. I'm the phlegmatic. Phlegma. Slow. The peacemaker. So he's on the left. And who is the one on the right down? The sanguine. Yes, the sanguine. The sanguine moves around all the time. See, I cannot stay on one spot. So moving means muscle, right? So that's the difference here. But the other two types, where do you see characteristics there?
Guy.
Huh?
Down to the left
is
sad.
Right. Sad. Thinks about a lot. Right, and he's not fat. How come? Interesting combination. Too lazy to eat is an interesting combination. How can you express it in another way? Instead of eating, he does what? Thinking. Not the talking. That's yeah, he might also be talking, but he's in the book. He reads. He wants to know. He doesn't have time to eat, you know. Professor. You know. So and what else makes people think?
Stress.
Right. So this dear person tends to have stress. And this stress is mainly inside stress. Introverted stress. So that's what this person has to learn. If this person finds out the sources of his or her stress, she opens up or he opens up and the world looks totally different. A lot of energy comes. A lot of energy. Very nice for this person. And the top right? It's the choleric. Can you see it? I mean, what does this picture say?
Proud.
Excuse me?
Proud.
Proud. Yes! And anything else?
Convinced.
Strong confidence. Yes. Do you see anybody in the Bible going with this?
Peter.
That's a good suggestion. It's not quite.
David?
No. Yeah. I mean, we didn't picture it out yet. Who is very strong?
Elijah.
In the New Testament.
Judas.
Very opinionated.
Paul.
Paul. Yes, Paul. Paul. When I read Paul, I see him. Very strong personality. You cannot buy him. You cannot. Here I am. Who is the sanguine type? I have to say, sanguines, they like to talk. But the neighborly, they tend to talk and then think. Yeah?
Peter.
This is Peter. This is exactly Peter. When you go through Peter's story, we will do that in the last time. It is just really interesting how he does it. And how some people do it too. You know, maybe you teach Sabbath school lesson. And maybe you have a difficult question. And maybe you have a sanguine in your class. You will never have a problem if you have a sanguine. Because a sanguine hands up, puts up his hand before you ask the question. Because he has already the answer. Because as soon as you say yes, and then he starts thinking and something comes out. It is fascinating how this works. It's unbelievable. It's a miracle. This can happen. It's not all the time, but yeah, please.
I have a question. Are these personalities that God creates in us, we are born with it, or we
develop?
Okay, we come to the definition now. Good question in this moment. What is the temperament? What are we talking about when we talk about temperament? Is temperament character? Or what is it? We all know that all we take into heaven is our character. And it could be that the temperament is a part of our character. So temperament is a part of our character and is very important in that sense. Where does it come from? Any suggestion?
Temperament comes from your feelings about things.
Exactly.
You are happy and you are in good form.
Yeah.
You are strong.
Right, right. From experiences we make. Anything else?
How we think.
The way we think.
Learn from your parents.
Learn from our parents, exactly. Anything else?
Genetics.
Genetics. Right. So if your father is a professor, mother is sanguine, father a professor, you have interesting genes. You get your genes, 23 from there, 23 from this. This is the most complicated programs. They get together and they make you. And then, depending if the father has time, spends time with you, he develops your genes, his genes in you into maybe perfection, or he develops them. If he doesn't have any time, the genes he gave you maybe get developed, maybe they are not developed so much. Maybe the mother with her genes develops her genes in you, get strong, the talents, you know. Content? What do you want to hear?
No, not what I want to hear, but you said that, like, if you have the father's gene and it's not, you don't have a relationship with your father, those genes are like sleeping. Mm-hmm. But I just throws a question mm-hmm. in my mind. I mean, it depends on the situation, what you
yeah.
face with.
Yeah. Now, I give another answer if you're not content with that one. I did a test with 280 questions. I paid 100 euros for it. You don't have to pay it. And what came back was very interesting. It showed me who I am in the middle, in the center, who I am on top of that, and who I am in front, on the edge, on the outside. I mean, outside, you know, about this, and the center. Mm-hmm. Another interesting. Interesting. Where is the center built? This is early childhood, first 5 years. This is the center. The center is there is built up. It's like a onion. It doesn't stink that way. But it is like, you know, seven layers. We have different layers. We put layers on it. For instance, when I was teaching primary school, I was outgoing every time. I was the general all the time in the school. Had influence on my outside. Outside is always built by the presence, right? Always built. And then I decided to go to Swissair to be a programmer. You know what a programmer does? Anybody knows? You are one. Okay. Now let me explain it how I see it. As a teacher, you come in and then you give directions all the time. When you are a programmer, you come in. Maybe you say good morning, then you sit down, then you put on your system, and then you live with the system. And then you think and think. And what you learn is how to get to the solution of the problem as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. Optimal. You have to work optimal. And I did it many years ago, and we have to talk about it later. Okay? So, I noticed before my sanguine qualities were developed. Being with in another company, my melancholy qualities were developed. I learned to think for myself more than I have ever done in my life. You understand? So there's another
layer
put on me. And so I have some layers over the years, you know, and sometimes in the reactions, it depends on where you get attached, where you get gestochen, where they catch you. Now, when you have a relationship, when you have a marriage, then you cannot always live on the top layer. You get deep. And talking about sexuality, this is that's where everything, the entity, the holistically begegnung, relationship. That's the top. Only heaven can be this, and only heaven can be this holistically. So everything comes out. People have no idea about it. You know, we don't want to talk about this actually, but it's very important that we realize who we are in that sense and who we are not. Because the more we know who we are, the better we know how to choose our partner with him. But first, let me just, you are young people, you have to hear this. First, before you choose a partner, you are married with Christ. Okay? And you make sure that your partner is also married with Christ and not married with Christ because of you. Just to be on the safe side. Okay, what are we talking about when we talk about temperaments? We talk about activity. What is activity in comparison to reactivity? You know, activities, I come to you. Reactivity is how you react. Nice to meet you. You know, he reacts to my activity, and both parts show your being, your characteristic, your attitude. 5 minutes. Okay. Oh, okay. Then we have emotionality. So how do you feel? The way you feel, the way you react because you feel that way or that way, shows your temperament. So your feelings. This is another topic. Next year we have to talk about feelings. This where do they come from? How are they developed or not developed? And how can I in the world, how can I manage them? Very important. Emotional intelligence. We do not have time, probably.
I'm not here.
You're not here when?
Monday.
You're not. Okay. Then you have to have a good friend here that tells you. Okay, we have sociability. So how I associate with people, how I handle people has a lot to do with temperament, okay? These four components, we will talk about it now, but more into detail. Okay, and tomorrow we will talk about the sanguine, starting with this picture here, but not today. Today, you get some, you know I'm a teacher, and teachers give homework. And whoever of you, thanks to my lady here, we'll get some questions. Assistant, thank you. We'll get some questions. Who does not want to find out does not have to do it, okay? This is free homework. Okay? You go through. What you do is, to every question, you say yes or no. Not if then, okay? No computer if then question. So yes or no, plus or minus, whatever. And tomorrow you come back with a paper at least, or maybe this here, where you have question one, yes. Question no, two, no. Yes, yes, no, no, no. Okay? Clear?
Yes.
Good. So you maybe. People who, we might not have enough, people who can do it together. Can you go in the back? Now, you do not have to be afraid, by the way. Because everybody is unique. This is like snowflakes. God is so good. He makes everybody different. Even if we would have the same results, we are different. So don't worry. Whatever comes out, don't worry. And in a year, you will be a little different anyway. So if you have worries, no problem. Okay? Another thing. Since we have 2 more minutes, you do not have to make the test for the baby, okay? But since we have a couple here, listen. If you are here with a couple,
with a partner,
yes, he can answer the question for her, and she can answer the question for him, which will give her picture of how she sees him and how he sees her. Very interesting discussion will follow, let me tell you.
That's additionally,
yes. You know, this is very fascinating. Fascinating. Self-image, you know. The self-image contains her self-image, who she sees herself, also contains not only what she thinks about herself, but what the partner thinks about her, which is the Fremdbild, external image. And we have a lot of external images from all over, but the most important is the partnership, you know. And also vertical, you know, who does Jesus say I am? Very, very interesting. Very interesting. Okay, any question?
Yeah.
Everything unclear?
I was thinking about in the beginning when you said that we cannot come to God if we don't find ourselves first.
Yeah.
And I was thinking a little bit about that. Can we come to God first and then let Him help us to find ourselves? Mm-hmm.
You can. Yeah. Yes. 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 God, you can ask God to tell you who you are, and He will. Right. Right. Thank you for this addition. Anything else? Okay.
This media was brought to you by Audioverse, a website dedicated to spreading God's word through free sermon audio and much more. If you would like to know more about Audioverse, or if you would like to listen to more sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.